Welcome to the Payments Journal Podcast. And here is your host, Ryan Mack.
Welcome to the Payments Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack. Now, consumers count on their financial institutions to help them move money quickly and securely. To do so, banks and credit unions need a full range of payment systems. This includes ACH, wires, foreign exchange services, and real-time to meet the speed of changing consumer expectations. So to talk to us on how technology partners are supporting financial institutions from meeting compliance requirements and consumer expectations to improving efficiencies and value-added propositions, I'm joined by
Bailey Nelson, who is the Vice President of Enterprise Solutions at Fiserv,
and Steve Murphy, who is the Director of the Commercial and Enterprise Payments Advisory Service at Mercator Advisor Group. So there's certainly a lot of data and to unpack on this episode. So without any further delays, let's start the show.
So Bailey, Steve, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on today's episode, and I'm really excited to get diving into today's topic. Bailey, I want to start off today's conversation with you here because, you know, high-value wire processing is certainly critical to financial institutions and corporates. However, they are really complex and involve several compliance needs. So I'd love to get from your perspective at Fiserv here, what are some of the most common challenges really when processing wires?
Well, thank you, Ryan. It's a pleasure to be talking to you. Wires play an essential role in our payments ecosystem, moving money, managing liquidity, et cetera. However, given their systemic importance, financial institutions and their corporate customers face some big challenges. Some of those challenges include many financial institutions use multiple systems to perform wires, fraud checking, and international wires. Clients seek efficiency, better service, stronger compliance, and reduced risk. Clients also desire more robust reporting. And many businesses, large and small, rely on wire services for cross-border or cross-regional exchanges. Wires are also subject to more review and security controls, such as dual controls, security procedures, and SLAs, service level agreements. Also, duplicate data entry on many screens can be quite the challenge as well.
You know, Bailey, I think it's interesting because I think a lot of listeners tend to think about wires from the perspective of just paying for goods and services. But when you take kind of the full spectrum of the value that runs through wire transfer systems just in the United States, it's rather staggering. So when you think about wires used for goods and services between businesses, about somewhere $25, $30 trillion annually. But if you look at the entire value of stuff that goes through the system for liquidity and Fed funds and everything else, it's more than a quadrillion during the course of a year. So that's 1,000 trillion. So that's several trillion on every business day. So it's, you know, just to put that into perspective for some of the listeners.
Yeah, now if I could interject with a question really quick for you, Bailey, here. So, you know, obviously as we're having this conversation, we're coming to find that wire processing is indeed complex. So I am curious from Fiserv's perspective, how is it that your organization is helping financial institutions move money seamlessly?
I mean, the numbers there are staggering. Even with the availability of newer digital payment channels, you know, wire transfers are still an essential option in the payments landscape. You know, wire payments can reach every account in the United States, meet the requirements of high value and corporate payments, and enable cross-border, cross-regional exchanges. You know, this is where Fiserv can help these clients. Financial institutions, large or small, are using payments exchange Fedwire from Fiserv. It's to take advantage of a complete end-to-end solution that streamlines wire processes and reduces operational costs. Payments Exchange, formerly Wire Exchange for many, many years, as you know, is a market leader in wire transfers and provides value for financial institutions of all sizes, whether you do 50 wires a month or 100,000 wires a month. Banks and credit unions can monitor and manage payments from a single web-based ASP platform. We also provide real-time integration to all Fiserv bank and credit union cores, as well as many non-Fiserv account processing core systems. With our affordable and feature-rich product, our clients have access to full end-to-end domestic and international wire processing capabilities. We essentially make wire processing efficient, flexible, simple, secure, and compliant. A fact testified by over 1,000 financial institutions that currently use the platform today.
So Bailey, just, you know, I know that you guys probably do a lot of the heavy lifting, but if somebody, if a client, a bank wants to implement this type of solution, you know, how do you guys assist them? How do you sort of take the weight off their shoulders?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we do. You come to us and we, you know, essentially outsource that to us in partnership with our financial institution. Like I mentioned before, Payments Exchange is built off the best practices of many years of industry experience. You know, some of those features and benefits that we can offer through our ASB solution include streamlining every step in the wire transfer process. The security, the confidentiality of the financial information is critical. Reduction of errors, eliminating redundant and manual steps, which saves time for the FI, adapts to financial institutions' unique environment. I mean, for example, during the pandemic, many financial institution staff were working remotely, and this solution supported that model. We also help meet all their compliance needs, which is becoming an increasingly greater task in the marketplace. It also provides a single entry point that triggers verification, OFAC screening, posting to the account processing system, and delivery to the Federal Reserve, and automated customer notifications. All of these are of critical importance to our clients. Financial institutions can originate foreign exchange, FX, wires, through integration with a number of industry-leading financial institution and non-financial institution FX partners, providing real-time quotes. And we've created partnerships with many of these that are immense value to our clients. There's also real-time integrations with fraud applications, corporate treasury applications, which support straight-through processing, which is critically important.
Well, Bailey, I mean, that certainly sounds like a lot there. But one of the things that I always like to kind of key in on is that, you know, the payments industry itself is constantly evolving. I mean, I think we've certainly seen quite a rapid pace of change, particularly within the last 18 months of the payments ecosystem. So I do then have to kind of ask, what's next on the payments exchange product roadmap?
Yes, thank you. Excellent question. And we've had a very busy year this year designing, developing, and implementing new features. We have a lot of new and exciting features on our roadmap. Fiserv has expanded the capabilities of Payments Exchange to support the Clearinghouse's real-time payment solution. Payments Exchange, RTP as we call it, with the Clearinghouse, is starting with the receive persona in December, in a few weeks, and expanding this capability to include the send persona in 2022. Payments Exchange RTP is affordable, quick to implement, and easy to connect to the Clearinghouse. It's a flexible web-based solution for completing end-to-end real-time payments 24/7, 365 through the RTP network from the Clearinghouse, with immediate funds availability and payment certainty for commercial and retail customers as well. We're also working with the Fed on the FedNow service pilot program. Other new features include our Payments Exchange mobile access feature. It's an annual subscription service that we can offer to new and existing clients, where users can approve wire transfers from their mobile device. This is available now, and we have phase two coming out next year. We also have a new reporting module, which offers enhanced reporting capabilities utilizing Tableau, and this is an annual subscription service as well that we now offer to clients. Again, existing clients and new clients alike. We're also introducing our SWIFT capabilities with Payments Exchange in early 22, and this is something we're also really, really excited about.
Now, Bailey, we've certainly discussed ecosystems early on in the call, but I would like to get a little bit more of an understanding around what partnerships and integrations does Fiserv in particular have so financial institutions dependent of location and size can benefit from payment exchange?
I mean, for fraud protections, I mean, we offer an array of industry-leading fraud providers to really fully integrate it into our solution. For example, financial institutions, you know, independent of size and location, you know, they want to be competitive, innovative, and retain their client. Payments Exchange provides that value proposition so FIs can go to market with the solutions and their customers need quickly, securely, and in the most optimized way. You know, we work with them and within an FI's existing infrastructure. We've always recognized the key benefits our partners play to help support a complete payment solution and reach out to a wider customer segment and solve some of their biggest challenges. We are leveraging our payments exchange integration and partnership strategy to expand to, you know, FX, correspondent, core integrations, fraud partnerships, and providing more options and services to enhance the client's domestic, instant, and international payment services. We also have very robust core integrations. As mentioned previously, we have real-time integrations to all Fiserv core platforms. In addition, many non-Fiserv account processing solutions we have integration to as well. We actually have 16 core integrations in total.
A lot of stuff going on there. So when you talk with clients and prospective clients, about your capabilities, are they sort of looking at their systems from an end-to-end perspective, like looking to modernize their entire infrastructure, or are they looking for more point solutions? What's your experience in that space?
We see clients are really looking for a holistic solution, which is why we think our payments exchange solution that encompasses our partners, you know, some of best in breed market partners, whether it's, you know, fraud, foreign exchange, whatever. We feel like we really bring to the table a complete comprehensive solution for our clients. For example, we have correspondent bank partnerships. This allows a financial institution to take advantage of the platform without maintaining an account with the Federal Reserve if that's something they prefer. Many of our clients have key relationships with their correspondent bank, so we have a model for them that allows them to maintain that relationship, but at the same time, take advantage of this robust platform. We also have fraud partners, which offer real-time fraud screening. These are industry-leading fraud partners, including our Fiserv fraud solution as well. We have foreign exchange partners. We partner with numerous financial institution and non-financial institution partners to allow clients the ability to originate wires with real-time quotes. And as I mentioned, we offer the FI and the non-FI partners because, you know, depending on the financial institution, they may prefer a non-FI partner as opposed to another financial institution. And we have more than a dozen corporate treasury integrations. Fiserv's integrated with numerous corporate treasury and online banking solutions, and this allows consumers to originate their own payments.
Well, I think we'll end it on that note there. So, Bailey, Steve, thank you so much for taking the time today for speaking with me, and I hope to have you both back on the podcast real soon.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan. It's a pleasure meeting with you.